So always remember that there's a big enough market for everyone. There's plenty of need in the world for you to carve out your unique value proposition. And whether you're building a lifestyle business or whether you're building your empire, whether you want to replace a high six-figure corporate paycheck or whether you're building a seven or eight-figure business model, all of that is available for you. There's enough room for everyone to succeed, but you just need to be clear on what is that segment of the market that you want to own, and you want to own that category.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hello, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate. And if you're tuning in for the very first time, welcome home. I am Deb Boulanger, and I'm here to guide you on this incredible journey from the corporate world to launching and growing your own coaching or consulting practice. And today we're going to dive deep into three often overlooked steps to quickly and easily gain traction in the market and replace that big corporate salary. And trust me, these just aren't any steps. They're pivotal shifts that can redefine your entrepreneurial journey. They are really the keys to success versus failure. And if you're not already aware, 88% of women entrepreneurs earn less than $100,000 a year. Full stop. And if you thought the wage gap in corporate was bad, in entrepreneurship, when women earn 30 cents to the dollar compared to their male counterparts. And I am on a mission to change all that. So first of all, if you work with me, you will have a mindset to truly step into your worth and not charge based on your time, but on your return on advantage. And we'll talk about that in just a few moments. But just remember that this is a brand new game that you're entering. And while you've had great success in the corporate world, the world of entrepreneurship will leverage some of your corporate skills and also require you to acquire new ones. And today I want to talk about those three most overlooked and key strategies that can make or break your early years. And expect to spend 1 to 3 years figuring this all out, because it's rare that your first initiative or your first concept of who's an ideal client and what an ideal assignment is for you will actually be where you end up. So this is an evolutionary process. You will evolve emotionally, spiritually. You'll certainly acquire some new business skills. And this is a beautiful path to freedom, to more impact with the work that you do, and to create wealth in your way and on your terms. So I'm super excited to share these with you. And before I go much further, I want to highlight for everyone that next week we are hosting an incredible opportunity for you to join me for a 5-day masterclass. This is like the celebrities do on masterclass. You know, I've broken down the entire startup journey into 5 steps or 5 phases. And I'm sharing those with you November 6th through 10th. And it's called Life After Corporate, The Proven Profit Path for New Coaches and Consultants. So if you would like to skip the trial and error, if you'd like to stop beating your head against the wall, wondering what the right strategy is for you, if you're tired of cookie cutter approaches to marketing that simply don't work for you or for your market, then definitely join me there. It's going to be an incredible time. It's absolutely free. This is where I get to pour into you who are new to this space and share really everything I've learned the last 11 years. Nothing is off the table. and I'm really generous with my time. So I'll do some teaching in those sessions, and then we'll have plenty of time for Q&A. So you can apply the concepts that I'm teaching and sharing to your specific business, because there are different business models out there. You know, if you're a consultant or a coach, there's not just one business model. It's not just one-on-one or group programs for coaches. There's many different ways that you can deliver value to clients. And the same is true for you as someone who's dealing with some of the largest corporate entities and some of the bigger challenges around change management or DEI, or maybe you're a fractional executive and you're a CHRO or CMO or COO who is looking to work for some small or medium-sized companies on a fractional basis. Whatever your business model is, you will gain value from the teaching and the discussions that I'm sharing with you in the Proven Profit Path. So number one, go to, I believe it's thegreatdoover.com/LAC, LAC for Life After Corporate. So the Great Doover, GREATDOOVER/LAC will get you to that enrollment page. And we'll also put the link in show notes. So be there. Yeah, we can be on Zoom together. We can be together in real time in the virtual world instead of just me and your earbuds. So with that, let's kick off. What are the three most critical and overlooked steps that you need to go through as an entrepreneur? And the first one is detox, right? Once you leave a corporate career, maybe you've been working at this company or in this field for 10, 15, 20 years, the first step on this journey is to detox yourself from the corporate environment. So I highly recommend taking an extended vacation, being with your family, going on a retreat all by yourself is a beautiful way to honor everything you've contributed to the corporate world and take a break and realize that you are creating a new identity. So you are creating a new identity. You're going from the identity of I'm a corporate leader to the identity of I'm a business owner. And I don't want you to underestimate the shift that is. That is an important shift that you're making in your self-awareness and in your mindset. So in the corporate world, your identity is tied to your title, your pay grade, the level of responsibility you have. Are you CEO? Were you VP? Are you manager level? And that's your identity. Whatever success, if you're a top high-performing employee, maybe you're one of the top VPs or SVPs in the company, maybe you're part of the C-suite, and climbing up that corporate ladder was a huge goal for you, and you got there. And then you started looking around and saying, okay, now what? Maybe you had no designs to be CEO, so you start looking around and say, you know, am I to keep under this or keep being a part of this pressure cooker for the rest of my career? Am I deriving personal satisfaction here? Am I making an impact? Does this job have meaning for me? Or am I feel called to do something different, to have more freedom, to have more flexibility, to be with my family, and maybe make a bigger impact on the world through the talents that I can bring? So entrepreneurship is a personal choice. It's very much a spiritual choice. It's breaking the pattern of an old identity to embrace a new identity. And there are many rewards and there are also many challenges. Entrepreneurship is a long game. If you're looking for the quick win, you may have a quick win here. I can talk to you about what are some of those early quick wins. But unless you're coming to this new place, transitioning from corporate to an entrepreneur with people who are already waiting in the wings to work with you, and this happens, you know, frequently you can leave your corporate job and maybe your company is your first client. Maybe they're willing to work with you on a part-time or fractional basis as you make this transition. But I've also seen people make the transition from corporate to entrepreneur and rely too heavily on just one client. And maybe you have a six-figure client, but Lord, if that client goes away or if that client reduces their spend, then you're stuck in a position of really having to hustle. So entrepreneurship is a spiritual journey. And what that means is anything that was a pattern for you in the corporate world, whether that was imposter syndrome, whether you had high anxiety, whether you were a perfectionist or a procrastinator, whether you took things personally, whether you were always looking behind your back to make sure no one was out to get you. Those things will follow you here as well. And so the most important thing for you to do is become mindfully aware of the inner dialogue that's going on in your head. And this is where being part of a community and getting support is so critical, because your mind can really twist you up on entrepreneurship, right? You'll just start to doubt yourself. You'll start to judge yourself. You might even compare yourself to others in your category. And a comparing mind is based on judgment, right? So all judgment is self-judgment. So if you're looking outside at someone else and you're saying, oh, well, I'm more valuable than them, or I know more than them, or I'm more successful than they are, then look inside, because all judgment is self-judgment and you're either above or below anyone you compare yourself with. So one of the first things you want to do is get with a coach, get with someone who can help you through some of the nasty mindset traps that you can fall into, because things will happen, right? Things will happen, but it's all about not making meaning out of that and not believing everything you think. And because this is a new identity that you're creating, there's really nothing in your past that has prepared you for this new future. It's all going to feel new. And any fear that you've had in the past, whether that comes in the form of perfectionism, procrastination, anxiety, or however you phrase it, it'll just get louder. Those voices in your head will just get louder. So journaling is a great practice. Meditation is a great practice. But being aware and going through the emotional detox from leaving the corporate world to starting your own business, creating a level of self-awareness that perhaps you've never experienced before, understanding that your thoughts are trying to guide you. It's your autonomic nervous system that's trying to keep you safe. But being safe is a going out of business strategy as an entrepreneur. So you need to be able to see the fear, feel the fear, embrace the fear, thank the fear, because when you feel fear, you are truly on your growth edge. It means you are getting to the next level of your capability, of your capacity to step out in a bigger way. And let's face it, entrepreneurship is all about visibility. You are not the only one in your category. And if you can't be discovered because your own mindset is holding you back from being more visible on social media, or getting up in front of the room, or booking yourself on podcasts, or starting to speak in some of the professional networks or industry associations that you're a part of, then you're doing yourself a disservice. So all of that is mindset work. It's all an inside job. So that's number one. People often overlook the mindset shift required to go from corporate leader to entrepreneur. The second piece is about niching down, right? So test before you invest, because the riches are in the niches. So before diving headfirst into a market, we want to do research. We want to understand the people who make up that market that we want to participate in. And we want to be obsessive about understanding what goes in their heads. What are they thinking? What are their challenges? What are their pain points? What are their desires? What do they need most? And here's where your corporate experience really shines. You know, you can use it to position yourself as an expert in this field. And in order to do that, we want to have conversations with real people. So in the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs, and I could talk about this more in our Proven Profit Path next week as well, is we've started using AI as an assistant in our market research. And I can share with you how you can do that. So I wouldn't rely solely on AI. And of course, if the riches are in the niches, the value of AI is in how well you craft a prompt, right? So having a prompt that is well engineered and that will get you the results that you're looking for is super important, because you can be using ChatGPT or any number of AI tools to assist in your market research and your positioning. But if you're not engineering the right prompt, you're not going to get a good reply, right? And so you can also base your strategy on imperfect data. So that's why we want to reach out to the people who make up your market segment. We want to have conversations with them. We want to understand really deeply how they think about the problem and challenge. Is it a big enough problem or challenge that they're ready to invest in order to make it go away or to get on the other side of it, right? So we're looking for people in the niche who are not only problem aware, so they're aware that they have a problem, but they're also a solution aware, and they're actively looking for a solution, and you're the solution, and you're not the only solution in the market. So the purpose of these market research interviews and analyzing the results and the trends and the outputs from these conversations is super important to your market positioning. It's through these conversations that you're going to get this feeling inside. You're going to get excited about a path that you could take that would be a solution for people in this market that would differentiate you from everyone else in this category. And it's getting harder and harder to differentiate, for me included. I am not the only business coach out in the universe that's working with women who are leaving corporate to launch and grow a sustainably successful coaching or consulting practice. There are other people out there. So if I am not out, if I'm not being visible, if I'm not reaching out to you, if I'm not holding your hand and bring you into my universe to support you and have the conversation, then you wouldn't even know that I exist. So the same is true for you. You need to have a platform to express your unique point of view, to attract ideal clients to you, and all of that richness of what's the conversation I should be having? What are the words I should be using to describe myself? What are the ideas that I should be promoting out in my social media feed or in my newsletter or in my talks? All of those answers come from the conversations that you have with your ideal future buyers. And you want to connect with the right people, and you'll know who's the right person and who's the wrong person once you're in that conversation. Become painfully clear that, oh, wow, this is an ideal client. This is someone who is not an ideal client. So that's number two, is be obsessive about the people that make up your market. Because right now, and I coined this term in the beginning of the year, you can go back to the episode from January of 2023 on slow marketing, is that it's all about relationship building. And slow marketing is the antidote to mass marketing. And what we're seeing is people who built empires on mass marketing, on doing a lot of marketing with email offers, sales page offers, video sales letters, upsells, cross sells, those people are struggling right now. Those empires are beginning to crumble because what's really working is true, authentic connection with the people who are in your marketplace. And so slow marketing is all about connecting. It's about collaborating. It's about having these authentic conversations, about inviting people into your world. So pick your niche and realize that you're not leaving money on the table. If there are other people in other categories who could use your services, you always have the opportunity to expand your offerings or expand it to other categories or other segments in a marketplace. But when you start, you want to pick one ideal client persona and you want to develop one program that you can rinse and repeat. So create a solid framework that you can leverage and rinse and repeat, whether you're a consultant and you're offering a transformation on a hands-on way, or whether you're a coach and working with people one-on-one, or you're a coach and you're offering group programs. Make sure you have a proven, tested framework that you can rinse and repeat. So that's number two. Number three is leveraging your networks and collaborating with other people. So think of all the connections that you've made in your corporate life. They're not just contacts. They're potential partners for you. They're potential collaborators, and they're even your first clients. So always remember that there's a big enough market for everyone. There's plenty of need in the world for you to carve out your unique value proposition. And whether you're building a lifestyle business or whether you're building your empire, whether you want to replace a high six-figure corporate paycheck or whether you're building a seven or eight-figure business model, all of that is available for you. There's enough room for everyone to succeed, but you just need to be clear on what is that segment of the market that you want to own, and you want to own that category. So look for collaborators, look for people who share your same ideal client audience, but they have a very different value proposition. And you could partner together in doing a talk, or you could partner together in a shared offer, and you could share each other's audiences. So I have a great collaborative relationship with several people who are adjacent to my category and share the same ideal client, but they offer something completely different. And since I have clients who are investing in themselves, investing in their business growth, I have a very high converting audience for some of my colleagues who share the same ideal client audience, and the same is true for them and me. The next thing is, where are you showing up? What communities are you belonging to? So there are many different professional networks out there. Some are professional networks that are based on referral partnerships. Others are professional networks that might be full of your ideal clients as members, and you can offer to speak or do a workshop or do a training and get in front of that audience. So I always feel that it's easier to be in the front of the room and sharing my expertise than it is to be in a room trying to connect with as many people as possible and finding a needle in the haystack of, in this room of 50 people, where is my ideal client? So just offer to give back. And there is this law of reciprocity. The more you give, the more you receive. So if you have a talk or a skill or a strategy that you can share in a webinar or a workshop or in a talk, or if you can put together a panel, you'll always be welcome at all of these professional networks who are constantly looking for experts to bring content to their communities. So be visible in your networks and make sure that you have something to offer. So I just completed my first draft of the Life After Corporate ebook. So we're going to be formatting that, publishing that, and getting that out to you. But that, I imagine, will be a great giveaway when I'm a guest on podcasts, or when I'm doing a webinar, or when I'm delivering a workshop to one of my professional communities. I'll have this ebook that I can send to people, and they can opt into my email list, and then we can have a continued conversation because now they're in my world. Now I can nurture them. Now I can send them my weekly newsletter. I can send them podcast episodes that might be relevant to where they are. So you always want to segment your community on your email list. You want to be able to be out there, speak to people, and scoop up that audience and turn them into email subscribers so that you can continue the conversation. And then you can invite them to your free events. So that's point number three. And before we wrap up, I have a few things to share. And if you found value in today's episode, in this conversation today, I'd be oh so grateful if you could leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are receiving this podcast feed. It truly helps us reach more people like you. And if you're looking for a community of like-minded women, join our LinkedIn group. It's called Predictable Revenue Strategies. There's about 500 or 600 people in that group right now, and that's where we share inside stories and we support one another on this journey. It's also where you can be alerted to new upcoming masterclass series if you can't make this one November 6th. And if you're keen to dive deeper, join our next free training. We'll be exploring these concepts in detail, and I'd love to see you there. And we'll also be talking about how to price your services. So pricing is one thing that gets everybody's knickers in a twist. You know, it's like, well, what am I worth? And if you're thinking about what am I worth, you're really thinking about pricing from the wrong angle. And we'll talk more about that in the Proven Profit Path. How do you actually package and price your services in a profitable way that delivers great value to your clients and also delivers great value to your pocketbook? So remember, my friend, entrepreneurship is not just about business. It is a spiritual path. It's a path of self-growth and self-discovery, and it allows you to make more meaning and more money doing something that you love. So take it one step at a time, believe in yourself, and know that you are not alone on this path. Reach out to me if you have any questions about anything you've heard in this podcast series. And until next time, just keep shining, keep pushing forward, and always remember, you are creating your own reality and the best is yet to come. I'm so thrilled for you on this journey. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.